The government of Barbados has been sharing the details of the restructuring of its foreign debt, a move that is expected to bring the country's debt-to-GDP ratio down to 60% by the year 2033. The change's impact on three series of English law-governed U.S. dollar bonds issued by the government in an aggregate principal amount of $540 million, as well as certain Barbados law-governed U.S. dollar bonds issued by the Transport Board, the Barbados Agricultural Management Company Limited, and the government, and a $225 million credit agreement. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, has been explaining those details to us.
Oh, well, basically three of the specific securities, which were essentially the bond that was due to mature in 2021, the US 150 principal, the 2022, the US 200 million, and the 2035 US 125 million. When those bonds were issued originally, the deciding law was English law, because those were issued on the international market, in the international capital market. The Barbados law bonds relate to the Transport Board, which were locally issued bonds, the Transport Board, the Barbados Agricultural Management Company, as well as a smaller government of Barbados bond, which were covered by Barbadian law, but they were issued in U.S. dollars. So all of these instruments were issued in U.S. dollars, but three specifically were governed by English law, and the others were governed by Barbados law. Now, the reality is that what we have been able to do now is to put everything, wrap everything up into one, and allowing us then to be able to replace all of those different pieces of debt into one instrument, which would allow us now to consolidate and pay everything under the same framework. And so each of those bonds would have had a different level of interest rates attached to it, and therefore what we've been able to do is to, in a sense, this is not necessarily the best description, but in a sense we've used some scale, economies of scale, in order to be able to bring the interest rates down with respect to the overall cost of borrowing, and therefore the make it much more sustainable with respect to being able to manage the debt payments going forward. And so what it also allows this to happen is it allows for the bonds to remain tradable on the emerging market index. And so those persons who may wish to, one, purchase some of this new debt can be traded in the same way that we've tried to set up this system with respect to trading on the domestic side. So as you may be aware, or listeners may be aware, debt is usually traded on securities exchanges globally, and therefore the issuance of this new debt of US$530 million approximately, which is the total of all of the bonds that I mentioned earlier, becomes now tradable on the emerging market index, and therefore allows for the government, or any other entity for that matter, to be able to trade the bonds or to buy back the bonds or whatever is there, gives us the options to be able to do so. So what we've done essentially is to bring everything into one pot to ensure that the payments obviously are consistent, and therefore going forward, we'll be in a position to better manage the external debt.
Here's a Sagic or financial tip. Reasons why you might think you don't need life insurance. You live forever. You win the lottery. You'll never retire. Reasons why you might need life insurance. To protect your family and loved ones. To pay off debts and other expenses. To bring peace of mind.
Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.